This is MB Now, and here are your news on web.
Severe tropical storm Julina is expected to traverse Batangas and Cavite provinces before emerging over the Manila Bay this evening, which will be followed by another landfall in the vicinity of the Bataan Peninsula. PAGASA weather specialist said Julina may be closest to Metro Manila between 6 p.m. and 10 p.m. After these landfalls, Julina remains a strong cyclone with maximum sustained winds of 95 km per hour near the center and gustiness up to 130 km per hour. Meanwhile, Typhoon Kiko has continued to intensify rapidly as it is expected to move towards north of the country in the next 36 hours. PAGASA said Kiko was packing maximum sustained winds of 150 km per hour near the center and gustiness up to 185 km per hour while moving west-northwest at 20 km per hour. According to PAGASA, Kiko is expected to continuously intensify until Friday. President Rodrigo Roa Duterte's pre-recorded public address this morning did not give any clarity as to why the pandemic task force ditched its earlier recommendation to lower the region's quarantine level. IATF had recommended on Monday, September 6, to place NCR under the normal general community quarantine or GCQ from September 8 to 30 while the government pilots the granular lockdown scheme in the region. Presidential spokesman Harry Roque had said that the guidelines for this new COVID-19 quarantine scheme would be released by September 7. However, the public was shocked by the subsequent announcement that the ITF had decided to keep Metro Manila under MECQ until September 15. Instead, President Duterte mentioned in his two-hour public address how difficult it was for the government to keep the balance between saving the lives of the people and keeping the economy afloat. Duterte ended his address by announcing that the televised meeting will now be airing 2 episodes per week. The proposed face-to-face pilot run for kinder to grade 3 students is backed by medical expert according to an official of the Department of Education. In a television interview last night, DepEd Undersecretary Pomeceno Malaluan said the Department of Health and DepEd along with medical experts have developed comprehensive guidelines that include all safety precautions for the schools. However, Malaluan revealed that the Education Department has yet to identify private schools that will participate in the pilot test. The DepEd Undersecretary said there is a small number of senior high school students from technical vocational courses that have been allowed by the department's health expert to also participate in the pilot tests. At least 120 public and private schools are targeted to participate in the conduct of face-to-face classes, which is still subject to the approval of President Rodrigo Roa Duterte.
There will be enough COVID-19 vaccine doses produced by the end of this year to cover the global population, industry heavyweights said on Tuesday. There is a yawning gap in vaccination rates between rich and poor countries, but the threshold of 7.5 billion vaccine doses will be reached in September, according to Thomas Quenney, the head of the International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers and Associations. Up to 70% of adults have received 2 vaccine doses in richer nations, while in Africa, the figure is mere 6%. About 1.5 billion doses are being manufactured every month, according to Airfinity, a scientific data analysis firm. The global production of coronavirus vaccine doses is projected to reach 12 billion by the end of 2021. Neil Salvacion, former boyfriend of reigning Miss Universe Philippines Rabia Mateo, has auditioned to become a housemate at the upcoming Pinoy Big Brother Community Season 10. In his one-minute audition entry, Salvacion said that he was supposed to work abroad but chose to stay in the country as a frontliner. He also shared that he felt sad when the person he loves left him to chase her dream of winning a crown. Salvacion was in a relationship with Mateo for several years, but in June, Salvacion wrote on Instagram that he and Mateo are not together anymore. K-pop superstars BTS made another achievement when their Fake Love music video reached 1 billion views on YouTube. Fake Love reached the milestone on September 8, or in 3 years and 3 months after the music video was uploaded on YouTube on May 18, 2018. The song is the carrier track of BTS's third album, Love Yourself Tear, released on the same day. As of this morning, the music video had 1,241,301 views. Filipino-Canadian Leila Fernandez delivered another stunner to reach the last 4 of a Grand Slam for the first time. She broke the 9-match win streak of Tokyo Olympic bronze medalist Elina Svitolina with clutch shot-making as spectators roared their delight. Fernandez booked a semi-final matchup with either 2nd seed Aryna Sabalenka of Belarus or Czech 8th seed Barbora Krejcikova, each seeking a WTA Best 43rd match win of the year. As technology improves, so as counterfeit producers. Tonight on Tech Talk, we take a look at the things you can test to spot a fake phone. All this and more in Tech Talk every Wednesday at 6 p.m. at Tech News Online Facebook page.
And those are the news on web. For more news and updates, follow our official social media pages or log on to www.mb.com.ph. Be fully informed.